USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of heads of cattle in Kansas have died as the heat wave continues to scorch the United States. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said at least 2,000 heads of cattle have died since Tuesday because of the heat. A.J. Tarpoff, veterinarian at Kansas State University, said the temperature spiked, the humidity spiked, and the wind speed dropped. End quote. A doctor who pushed the anti-vaccine movement was sentenced to 2 months in prison on Thursday by the January 6th Commission and the Department of Justice. Simone Gold will also endure 1 year of supervised release after the jail term and has been ordered to pay $10,000 in fines and restitution. China launched its third aircraft carrier on Friday. The Fujian is named after the province across the water from Taiwan. President Xi has made overhauling the world's largest armed forces a central part of his agenda. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
On top of his four titles, Stephen Curry has two regular season MVPs, two scoring titles, and a finals MVP. Will Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Michael Jordan are the only other players in NBA history to match or exceed all three benchmarks. The Golden State Warriors are world champs after defeating the Boston Celtics in Game 6 last night, 103-90. There's only one House seat for the great state of Alaska, and the race for the vacant seat is heating up.
Republican former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, Republican Nick Begich, and Independent Al Gross have advanced to the August special election for the state's only U.S. House seat. All three were among 48 candidates in last Saturday's special primary for the seat, which was left vacant following the death in March of Republican Representative Don Young, who had held the seat for 49 years. The top four vote-getters in the special primary advance to a special election August 16th. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The mostly partisan January 6th panel is blocking the Department of Justice on 1,000 witness transcripts. Quote, the Select Committee's failure to grant the department's access to these transcripts complicates the department's ability to investigate and prosecute those who engaged in criminal conduct, end quote. That's from National Security Advisor head Matthew Olson and U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves. Committee Chairman Bernie Thompson, the Democrat from Mississippi, rejected that request a month ago, saying, no, we are not giving that to anybody, end quote. Thompson said that back in May. As President Biden continues to tout how well the American economy is doing, the average American that actually buys the gasoline and groceries for the household is probably singing a different tune. As inflation is at record numbers, Kevin Hassett, President Trump's senior economic advisor and Hoover Institute fellow, was on Fox News overnight.
We're basically in an inflationary spiral because of the spending binge that Biden gave us. And they're also attacking U.S. companies and U.S. capital. Like the letter to the oil companies is just a tiny little bit tip of the iceberg of what their regulators and tax hike threats have been doing to supply. So they're attacking supply and they're feeding demand, and that gives us inflation. And so it was obvious that that was going to happen. Biden came out and said it's bizarre, the theory that their spending had any effect on inflation, but the San Francisco Fed, where Janet Yellen used to be president, has put out a study saying that almost all the inflation is attributable to Biden's plans.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.